Proclamation number 5141, dated the May 31st, 1951. Unjustified objection, being destined to be evil. Whatever will serve you as a blessing shall be given to you by me. But whatever delays your spiritual development is not my will but the will of the one who wants to separate you from me. Even so, allow it to happen so as not to take people's freedom of will and belief away, and also to motivate you to test what comes forth from which spirit. Everything can be beneficial to you, for even evil can serve your development insofar as you learn to recognize and despise it and thus make a choice for good or evil, which also necessitates the knowledge of both. Yet evil does not originate from me but from my opposing power, which thus also influences the human being's will in order to gain him. The human being, however, makes his own decision. Where my adversary finds approval, it cannot be said that it is my activity on the human being, because the human being is not forced into actions and thoughts but approves them voluntarily and because he has the ability to differentiate between good and evil. This is why he is responsible for the direction of his will, and therefore he also creates his own fate in eternity. And no one will be able to say that I didn't approach him. The destiny of every person's life provides him with ample opportunities which enable him to recognize a guiding and determining might which reveals itself to him. If he ignores these opportunities or if he agrees to regress, then he is abusing his free will and thus uses it in the wrong direction. He hands himself over to my adversary's power without having been forced by him. Hence it is an unjustified objection that the person, having been unfavorably influenced, was unable to do anything but to act evil and that this bad influence compelled him to be evil by providence. The destiny of a person is always shaped such that opportunities for higher development prevail if he is of good will. The human being need not fail if he himself does not want to fail. For he is at all times at liberty to appeal to me for help, which will always be granted to him. And every sorrow, every stroke of fate shall encourage him to make this appeal. Then the human being will never be at risk to fall, for I am only waiting for his thoughts to turn to me in order to seize and hold him to prevent his fall. The prayer to me is the defense against the one who intends to harm him. The prayer to me provides strength and fortifies the person in every temptation. The human being stands between two powers and has to choose one of the two. Both will understandably affect him and try to win influence over him. This is why I allow my adversary's activity, yet I do not leave the human being defenseless to his power. But through adversity and other strokes of fate I try to encourage him to call for me, because only when his will has made a decision for me will I be able to intervene with my might and love. He must turn to me in absolute freedom of will, and if he doesn't do so voluntarily I have to prompt him through all kinds of serious difficulties which, however, can only ever further his soul's salvation and are therefore permitted by me. But evil is caused by the human being himself by allowing himself to be controlled by the one who has turned love into the opposite and who therefore will always act evil and unkindly and thereby can easily be recognized. But I will not stop him, for his activity also aims to achieve the decision of will. But blessed are they who let themselves be driven to me, who realizes intrigues and want to escape from him. I will seize them and draw them up to me, for they have used their will correctly and passed their test of earthly life. Amen.